My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We're out at Lions training camp, and the Lions get it underway. Practice today at 12:45. Dan Miller's going to stop by and talk to us, the voice of the Lions. He getting fired up for this?
For talking to Dan?
Well, for that and for practice.
Yeah.
I hope we can see something. Now, our broadcast location... Our view of the practice field is pretty good.
Yeah, this is a better view than we've had in the past. Like last year, we were out here and we were behind one of the end zones, but it was a client event.
We're in the back of a tent.
Yeah, we were in the back of that tent. There were a bunch of people in front of us. We couldn't see anything.
It was hard to see the field from where we sat.
Well, yeah, and anything that was, you know, like if you were to throw a pass, hard to see because the pass goes above the sight line of the top of the tent.
Yeah.
And then you couldn't see it. So it was a bad location last year to view practice.
And then one year they set us up behind a tent.
Yeah, that was...
So we couldn't see practice at all. It's cool to be out here.
That's what I'm saying.
But today...
We got clear view.
Unless, and it's quite possible that they are people lined up between us and the field, in which case it might be hard to see. But that is our view for people watching on Twitch and YouTube.
Just tell them to move.
Just say, hey, can you guys part
yeah.
So we can see what's going on? Like this end zone right in front of us. There's two practice fields, and we are at the north. Is this like the northeast end, I believe?
Yes.
And the northeast of practice field one, the far field being practice field two. I've just done that. I don't know what they're actually called. I've got one and two, one being close to us and two being further. I hope they're like running red zone drills in this end zone.
That'd be great.
That's right in front of us. And those of you watching on Twitch and YouTube.com can see, in which case, Gator, maybe I'll do a little play-by-play and you'll do a little color.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, would that
sounds,
work?
Sounds perfect.
All right, yeah. So we'll see.
Get us ready for Saturday's little test run.
That's correct. So we're doing a Manning cast with the Lions' final game, Manning cast style broadcast. I don't quite know all the details yet. They're being sorted out.
Yeah, it's being sorted, but I believe it's through the Lions, through DetroitLions.com.
Yep. So we'll be a part of it. I think, do you know what quarter we have?
I do not.
Okay, I'd heard the third quarter.
But you guys have the third quarter.
Do we?
Third quarter.
It's all in your email. I forwarded it to you guys.
Did you?
Okay, yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, Manicast style broadcast this Sunday.
Sunday.
Saturday. So along with, okay, we're going to have Rodney Pete and Justin Rogers dropping in during our quarter.
All right.
Okay. Well, this is going to be cool. All right, so all that coming up Sunday during the Lions game. So Gator put on a show sheet. I think this was once a weakness. It's become a huge strength. Share with the people what you think has become a huge strength.
I think the defensive tackle position. I think with the development of Ali McNeil, we already like him a lot and think he's kind of a stud. They go out and they sign DJ Reader, and we don't know when DJ Reader is going to make his debut, but we know what DJ Reader's reputation is and how he's been as a player in the past. So whenever he does join the team, he's going to be very good. The hype machine on Levi Onwuzurike is working overtime.
Sure is.
But, hey.
Nobody's doubting it.
If you don't, if you shouldn't be in the business of doubting Dan Campbell, right? So if you believe that, that's pretty big. Broderick Martin, we're starting to see play in the preseason, and he looks vastly improved to see what he can do. The fact that they've got Pecco on this team now as well, that's a solid defensive tackle. And then the draft pick of Wingo, who can play, he's got some versatility to play inside, outside. I think it's absolutely a strength now on this roster, what they've done with the defensive tackle position.
Yeah, I don't know where Josh Pascal fits into the mix here a little bit, but I
kind of inside outside.
Yeah, he can do both. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. The Levi Onwuzurike thing is so accepted by everyone who's been here and seen it, and we'll get to watch for, you know, what we can see, but it's so highly accepted. It's just a fact that this guy looks ready to make a difference. I'm almost uncomfortable with how much acceptance it has. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, because, again, we still haven't seen it with our eyes.
No.
But other people in the media have.
Yep.
So it's not just the coaches talking them up. It's the people in the media that have been here and watched it and seen it with their own eyes. You know, the Dan Campbell quote from last week where he said he's had some, were they, unbelievable reps against the ones.
Yep.
That's impressive. When you say something like that, because you're talking about one of the best centers in the league, and Frank Ragnow, and, you know, a pretty good pair of guards that they have when you're lining up in the middle like that. So I think it's impressive to hear about it, but we still have to see it.
All right, let's get to your phone calls.
That is an unflattering angle.
Oh, the camera?
Yeah.
This is just, you want me to?
I know I'm large, man, but that does not look good.
Sorry. I'll try to move the camera around here a little bit. Is that better?
How about a headshot, you know?
Let's get to your phone calls. Bob, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bob. We lost Bob. Isaac, you're next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Isaac.
Hey, guys. So I find it so interesting that everybody's like, I don't like Jake Paul at all, but Mike Tyson is like a documented, accused, and convicted horrible human being. The man spent time in jail for rape. I don't want to see anybody hurt, but he's doing this for money too. And if he got knocked out cold, I want to see him walk away okay, but I would not shed a tear for him. And I just find it interesting, you know, yes, I hope he has repented, and it seems like from all the interviews that he's given, like the man's made some changes, but he's not a good person. Like, I don't have a problem.
No, I know. He's one of these individuals in the history of sports. It's tough because before he had the issues, he was so dominant and so fun to watch and so violent as a fighter. And I mean, sport is violence, right? And he did it better than anybody else. And everybody was on board. Oh my God! Wait till you see Tyson. Can't wait to watch a Tyson fight. And then he got in trouble. And it's hard to reconcile his past and still like the guy. And yet I think most people do. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of people there, a big percentage of people out there that still are like, absolutely not. I can't root for this guy because of the person that we've seen him be.
Well, and think about this, too. Like, let's just hypothetical. If you're a left-leaning feminist, you vote Democrat, and you got Mike Tyson fighting Harrison Butker, who do you think that person wants to see get knocked out? I just think it's wild in today's society, like who's good, who's bad. It's really interesting to me.
It's all personal, you know, what your preference is in that moment of time, because everything you've said about Tyson is absolutely factual. Still rooting for him.
Yeah.
But you're right. You know, the history isn't great. Dave is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dave.
Thank God you guys let me in. That last caller, guys, it's sports. We do not need to have a moral code. I like to watch sports. If I have to think about what every athlete has done in his life to root for him, then I'm done. I'm out because everybody's made mistakes. Listen, Mike Tyson will knock Jake Paul out in a round. because he's going to prepare for it, because he's a professional boxer, because he's fought the best of the best. Jake Paul's a swinger. I've watched boxing for 25 years. He's going to, you know, step out, think he's a tough guy. But minus that comment, seriously, that last call, please, can we all agree? Can we just root for sports? Enough of this moral
I can't
stuff.
Say it just that easily. Look, I'm rooting for Mike Tyson without question, right? But I understand people feeling the other way about it. It's tough to just glance over rape. I mean, that's a tough one.
Dude, it's tough to go to Babe Ruth. I mean, look at that womanizer and train wreck. I mean, we can go on and on. I mean, look at Jordan. We can go on and on and on. Gambling, booze, women. But the bottom line is, we all watch sport for competition. I'm not watching sport to find out what they believe in. If I need that, I'll go to my father, my mother.
That's fine. Well, that's fine for you, but to have that opinion and force it on other people, that I don't think that's right. You could just say how you feel. You want to watch it that way, that's fine. But if somebody else thinks that rape is a little too hard to overlook because of, quote, it's sports, and then to try to compare that with Michael Jordan, that's ridiculous.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Every single ill will, everything that someone does is wrong. I get it. But at the end of the day, you're turning the TV on. I'm not turning the TV on. They don't run down the religious race and this and that. If they did that, no one would watch. No one would watch from the history.
I think both Isaac and Dave can be right. Sports is an escape for us.
Absolutely.
And for some people,
exactly,
it's a full-on escape, and it can be, I don't care about their personal lives. I don't even want to hear about their personal lives. I'm rooting for that shirt or that team or this guy in this fight or this race or whatever. And for others, their personal lives shape their rooting interests. It depends what you're, you know, and it doesn't always have to, because the same thing can be true for musicians and actors and actresses.
Sure, absolutely. But I just think it's a little different depending on your crime, right? If you're, he's a drinker, he's a womanizer, he cheats on women, and he drinks a lot and he gambles, is a lot different than he rapes somebody.
Yeah.
Like, that's a hard one to get past.
I get it, but you know, some people,
violent crime and just,
I'm not saying I feel this way, but some people say that 40 years ago, the man has repented, he served his time, he's a better person today.
I hear you.
But
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.